December 15. John met errors unflinchingly. This is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all, 1 John 1:5. John was not to prosecute his work without great hindrances. Satan was not idle. He instigated evil men to cut short the useful life of this man of God, but holy angels protected him from their assaults. The church in its peril needed his testimony. By misrepresentation and falsehood, the emissaries of Satan had sought to stir up opposition against John and against the doctrine of Christ. In consequence, dissensions and heresies were imperiling the church. John met these errors unflinchingly. He hedged up the way of the adversaries of truth. He wrote and exhorted that the leaders in these heresies should not have the least encouragement. There are at the present day evils similar to those that threatened the prosperity of the early church, and the teachings of the apostle upon these points should be carefully heeded. You must have charity is the cry to be heard everywhere, especially from those who profess sanctification, but charity is too pure to cover an unconfessed sin. John's teachings are important for those who are living amid the perils of the last days. He had been intimately associated with Christ. He had listened to his teachings and had witnessed his mighty miracles. He bore a convincing testimony which made the falsehoods of his enemies of none effect. John enjoyed the blessing of true sanctification. But Mark, the apostle, does not claim to be sinless. He is seeking perfection by walking in the light of God's countenance. He testifies that the man who professes to know God and yet breaks the divine law gives the lie to his profession. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. 1 John 2:4. In this age of boasted liberality, these words would be branded as bigotry. But the apostle teaches that while we should manifest Christian courtesy, we are authorized to call sin and sinners by their right names, that this is consistent with true charity. While we are to love the souls for whom Christ died and labor for their salvation, we should not make a compromise with sin. We are not to unite with the rebellious and call this charity. God requires his people in this age of the world to stand, as did John in his time, unflinchingly for the right in opposition to soul-destroying errors. The Sanctified Life, page 64 and 65.